That's why today I signed an executive order that directs the federal government to ensure biotechnologies invented in the United States of America are made in the United States of America.
Biden uses executive order to institutionalize eugenics and transhumanism. The National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative was created by President Biden's executive order on September 12, 2022. It virtually guarantees that transhumanism and the genetic manipulation of citizens will be the main topic of the upcoming never-ending 2024 selection cycle. That executive order is tectonic in that it aligns and mandates all agencies to coordinate a whole-of-government approach to advance biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve our societal goals. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of biological data, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that innovative technologies and products can reach markets faster.
A document from the government of Canada, they actually state, as we continue to better understand and control the mechanisms that underlie biology, we could see a shift away from vitalism, the idea that living and non-living organisms are fundamentally different because they are thought to be governed by different principles. Instead, the idea of biology as having predictable and digitally manageable characteristics may become increasingly common as a result of living in a bio-digital age. We're going to get rid of cancer by reprogramming cancer cells like we would reprogram software code. Where have I heard that before? Oh yeah, the software of life, Moderna, mRNA.
Imagine that we had a tool whereby we could actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do.